I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. There was fierce fighting again today in parts of Tripoli. The Libyan capital is mostly under rebel control, but loyalist forces haven't given up entirely. There's some speculation that some of those loyalists are fighting to protect a hiding Muammar Gaddafi, but there's still no confirmation on where the embattled dictator might be right now. Earlier today, a defiant Gaddafi put out a new audio message to rally his supporters.
Tripoli youths, get fighting, street by street, alleyway by alleyway, house by house, fight them. They will be crushed with rifles, they will be crushed with pistols, with the fighting of men and women. Women can fight from inside their homes, men can fight in the field, on the streets, and in the squares. Fight!
Muammar Gaddafi's audio message broadcast earlier today. The BBC's Rana Jawad is in Tripoli. She says that Gaddafi's speeches still have an effect on Libyans.
I think most of them will roll their eyes, but deep down, on some level, it does unsettle them because it serves as a reminder that he is still in the country. And it's disturbing for them, I suppose, because they do realize that there are still diehard loyalists amongst them that are still both in Tripoli and in other parts of the country. And as long as he's alive and out and about, and as long as he can still deliver some kind of message, these loyalists will not stop fighting for him. And I think that's the concern, and that is why people are very eager to see both Colonel Gaddafi and his son captured.
There are pockets of resistance, as you say, in Tripoli, but a lot of the city is in rebel control. What's the mood on the street? Are there still checkpoints?
There are checkpoints, and there are a lot of sleepless-looking young and older men around because they're pulling 24-hour shifts. Some of them really haven't slept in 2 days whilst manning these checkpoints. It's not just on the main roads, but in smaller alleyways, in smaller streets and residential areas. They're taking it very seriously, but this is part of public order, maintaining public order, if you will. It's not so much to do with being part of the rebel forces, although they support them.
Right, and it's Ramadan, we shouldn't forget, so those 24-hour shifts of the people manning those checkpoints are complicated by fasting and very little food, too, I imagine.
Yes, and you may have heard these gunshots. Yep. I'm not sure, to be honest, what it is. Sometimes it's celebratory. Other times we've heard that, and I had no idea, 2 nights ago, apparently there was a sniper just up the road, and we thought it was celebratory, and they caught him and handed him over to the main rebel checkpoint. So really, this is the confusion that residents here are living with.
In the neighborhood where you are, Rana, are businesses open? Can you go to the shops? And when was the last time you were able to go out for provisions?
Well, it's mostly men. It will sound, I suppose, chauvinistic to a lot of your listeners, but it is mostly men that are out on the streets. This is a very conservative society, and although, of course, women do go out and they do the shopping and everything else, but in a situation where there is any form of danger, they do take a step back and let the men do everything. I can tell you in this district and in other districts around town, all normal business is shut down. The only thing open around us is the bakery, but other than that, everything is closed.
The BBC's Rana Jawad speaking to us from Tripoli.